The size of my heart is my greatest treasure. I like that. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. The size of my heart is my greatest treasure. Now we think it's that heart beating inside of our chest, and that's a nice heart too. But no, it's the size of our consciousness, the size of our inclusion. I always like that illustration where he drew a circle and kept us out. God drew a circle and brought us in and included all of us. God drew a circle and included all of us. God drew a circle and included all of us. The size of my heart is a circle that includes everyone. The size of my heart is a circle that includes all the universe, everything that I could possibly think about. That's the size of my heart. That's the size of my circle. And what a wonderful circle it is. You say, hey, how can you ever begin to be active in a circle like that? Well, you don't. You don't do things. You do ideas. You do attitudes. You do ways of looking at things, ways of expressing things, ways of being things. And as you do this, you don't have to be particularized. We don't have to say, I must remember to pick up these sticks and sweep the sidewalk, or I must remember to do this and that and the other. We don't have to remember a thing. We just have so much unconditional love for the total universe that everything that comes to our attention, instantly we absorb it with our unconditional love, and instantly it is at peace with the world, at peace with us, and we feel so good. My goodness, what a wonderful world to be in. What a wonderful world to be in a world of unconditional love, where we love all without judgment. We love all without being touched by anything. We love all without possessing anything. My goodness, wouldn't that be something? To love everything because it is absolutely fantastic. To love everything because it is beyond our imagination, beyond anything that we could ever conceive of as being something that we thought about. Now, just take a journey with me for half an instant here, and let's pop over to, say, the North Pole. Ever been to the North Pole? Sure you have. Okay, let's go to the North Pole. Here we are. Now we're at the North Pole. And what do we see here at the North Pole? What sort of attitudes do we see here at the North Pole? What sort of people do we see here at the North Pole? Any at all? Whatever we populate the North Pole with in our imagination, that's what we see there. And whatever we enjoy at the North Pole, that's what we see there. And do we enjoy the polar bears? Oh, National Geographic magazine makes them look so glorious and so wonderful, but my goodness, they are tremendous creatures. And they are loving and gentle, and they treat their young with such infinite care and such infinite love. And they're so roly-poly and so beautiful looking. My goodness. And the seals. And whatever else lives there under the water, whatever else lives there under the ice floe. My goodness. What a beautiful world. What a beautiful place to be. Now, let's go down to, say, the southern coast of Southern California, and let's watch the whales. They're coming along the ocean. They're reaching, coming up out of the water and arching, going back in, and they're squirting out their big flumes of water from their spout. And what a glorious sight. And the little ones are with the mummies, and they're getting ready to go up north. They're getting ready to have their northern trek. Why they go from the north to the south, and the south to the north, and wherever they go is... There's reasons. Scientists have studied them and found out why. But why do they go? They go because it's their nature. They're having fun. And my heart is so big, I just... encompass all of them, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're wonderful. What wonderful creatures you are. And I love every creature, and I love every single one of these creatures, and think highly of them. My goodness. talking about the whales going by the coast of Southern California and enjoying their frolicking in the surf. My dog Rex here, he got so excited because some of the monks were returning from the jacuzzi and the swimming pool, going back to the monastery, and they're walking by the house. And Rex has to say, "Here I am. What are you guys doing out there? I should be out there walking with you." And so I said, "Okay, Rex, you go out there and you walk with him." With unconditional love, I surround this guy and I send him off to walk with the monks back up to the monastery. I say, "Take him up there and let him enjoy himself, because I'm trying to make a recording here. Don't you understand that?" And he says, "Sure, sure." And away he goes. But you see, when we have unconditional love, we can do anything we want to do. We don't look at anything as some major catastrophe. Now, it would be just as easy for me to start again and give another talk and talk perhaps as the same direction or another direction. But the size of my heart is my greatest treasure. And my heart can include the barking dog. My heart can include a puppy dog that wants to go and say hi to the monks. My heart can include the whales swimming up and down the coast of California here. My heart can include the polar bears up at the North Pole. My heart can include my dear friends in Africa, whom we have met a number of times and who are the most delightful, charming people that you could ever want to know. But we would have never known it if we hadn't gone there. And, you know, we feel that, oh yes, wherever we live, that's the greatest place on earth. If we live in Switzerland or Africa or America or England or wherever we might live, we think, wow, that's the greatest place on earth. Everyone wants to come and live where we are. But that's not true. That's not true. Everyone wants to live where their heart is, where their love is. And my friends in Nigeria, I said to them, well, what would you like to do? Where would you like to live if you had the choice? Right here, they say. Right here, this is where my world is. This is where my friends are. This is where my life is. This is where my treasure is. This is where my heart is. I'm so happy here. And I think to myself, my goodness, they're happy when they don't have the nice streets that we have, or the nice buses we have, or the nice this, or the nice that. They have what counts. They have a loving heart bubbling over with joy and happiness for themselves and the people in their world. And, you know, people living in what might be called very up-class societies, in New York City, for instance, with all of the things that it has to offer, and yet a good portion of that population don't have the sense of self-worth and self-joy that our African friends have. They don't have the sense of well-being that the polar bears have. Now, how about that? The polar bears love to live up there at the North Pole. You know, they would not survive very happily somewhere else. They'd have to have the polar bear conditions. When the polar bears are put into the zoo, they have to keep ice conditions for them occasionally. They have to keep the water for them to get into, and they have to keep all of the different things that are their natural habitat. And I guess that's the word that we're looking for, our natural habitat. The size of my heart is my greatest treasure, my natural habitat. I live in my heart of unconditional love. I live in my life of purity and goodness. I live in a world of revelation of every joy that I could ever wish for or desire or even think about. And what is it that Rex does? Here he is, a dog who has come from another family. He has come from a whole bunch of puppies. And he comes to our house. And all of a sudden he hasn't got a mommy, hasn't got a daddy. He doesn't have any brothers and sisters. And the house that he was born in and brought up in is no longer there. Now he's in a new world. What's he going to do? How is he going to act? Well, all he does, he loves himself and he delights in wherever he is. His heart is his greatest treasure. He is always wagging his tail. He is always looking with sensitive, caring eyes. He is always looking with a peaceful attitude. He sees our other dog who injured his foot, and immediately he wants to go and heal that foot with his licking, healing tongue. He sees the puppy dog, who is bigger than, older than he is, Little Love, and yet he goes and jumps on Little Love and rolls Little Love around with the gentleness of a giant compared to a little puppy. And Little Love has been gaining a little weight over the years. And Little Love doesn't seem to mind it, but it's not the best thing for Little Love to be a little chubby. And so Rex and Little Love are playing together for maybe 10, 20 minutes every day at meal times and so forth, and they roll around and have a great old time. Well, Little Love was taken into the veterinarian the other day, and the vet, Little Love, jumped up on the scale, and the vet was holding his chart, and the vet says, "My goodness sakes, Little Love is 2 pounds lighter. 2 pounds! And what a wonderful thing. No wonder Little Love is so frisky and so full of life and not wanting to sleep all the time and up and around and bouncy and happy. Little Love, the size of of his heart, is growing too. It's his great treasure. He has included in his life other things besides his buddy Button, who is a miniature schnauzer, and he is a wonderful dog too. But you see, what is the size of our heart? That's our greatest treasure. What is our ability to experience, know, and express unconditional love? That is our greatest treasure. To express unconditional love is such a beautiful and a wonderful thing. And when we draw the circle of love and include all in, we live a life so full of joy and so full of every good thing, so full of happiness that we can't begin to equate it. Oh, we may not get that big job, we may not get that big pay, we may not get that big opportunity, which may not have been what we really wanted, but what we get the feeling of satisfaction. We get the feeling of peace. And when we go to bed at night, we don't have to take a sleeping pill. We just take the pill of saying, "Oh, what a wonderful day I had. I got to love so many people today." And when we wake up in the morning, we say, "Wow, what a beautiful morning. Oh my goodness, rain or snow or sun or blow, it doesn't matter. It's just me that's going to make the show. I'm going to get out there and just have a great time. This is my day. This is my day when I am going to see if I can find any new areas to express unconditional love. If I am going to be able to reach my hand in over the heaped up heart of people who have little concerns and reach in and find the unconditional love in them. And let my love, my unconditional love, contact with their unconditional love, and bang! Wow! What a firecracker! What a joy to the world! And what a peace to the world. We have that opportunity. Are you ready? Are you ready? The size of my heart is my greatest treasure. The size of my heart is my greatest treasure. And boy, have I got a big heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.